and welcome back to Our American Queen. I'm Emily.
And I'm Erin.
And this week we're going to be talking about Taylor's re-recordings and the re-recorded version of Love Story and everything that has ensued this past week. That all started with Taylor announcing, or I think it was Good Morning America tweeting that Taylor would be on to make a big announcement. And everybody went wild with speculation, but I feel like it was pretty much known that it was going to be the re-recording of Love Story.
Yeah, it was, but I think it might be kind of fun to just talk about our crackpot theories for a minute.
Yeah, why not?
Just, you know, some really out there things that we thought of just for fun. I'll start with mine. I thought, you know what, why don't I just come up with a crazy theory? It's probably Love Story in the re-recordings, but that's kind of boring. Let me speculate and theorize. So my first theory was maybe Taylor is announcing a memoir.
Oh yeah, you did think that. You thought she was coming out with a memoir.
Yeah, you know, that was one of them. What about you? I know you had a couple.
Well, I feel like we both thought, we obviously knew Love Story was coming from, like, I don't even know how it came out, but some Twitter account was talking about it, and Dumois, the, like, celebrity blind Instagram, was talking about a lot of stuff regarding Taylor. So I knew it had something to do with the re-recordings and Love Story. Plus, we got that Match.com commercial Ryan Reynolds directed, and he put the re-recording in it. But I think we both thought it would be all of the re-recordings. Like, that was our highest hope.
Yes.
I didn't really expect the re-records to be spaced out.
Yeah, I definitely didn't either, just because I feel like it's one big splash, and then I could kind of see, like, the at least the general public getting sick of the re-records. Like, oh, here comes another re-record. I thought it might be just Taylor's calculation that it might just be better to release it all at once.
I still think it's probably better to do that, and I don't know what her plan is, but I guess that's what we're literally going to talk about in this episode. Yeah. But, yeah, I thought it would be, like, I feel like some people on the Taylor Swift Reddit have also been speculating that it would just be one big box set or something, or, like, one big collection.
Yeah, well, another one of my theories, I think this is what I said when Taylor first announced that she was, in fact, working on the re-recordings, was that she would do a best hits album, basically, with all of, like, you know, Love Story, You Belong With Me, Shake It Off, etc. That would come out, and then I was partially correct because I said maybe instead of re-recording every single album exactly, she would just release a bunch of unreleased songs from each era, which, again, we'll get into that part of it, but I thought you were going to talk about how you said maybe it's going to be an announcement for, like, a Last Great American Dynasty movie. That's what I thought you would say.
Oh, that was, like, a far...
Well, yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, far-fetched, crazy theories that we have.
Yeah. That was definitely one of them.
Yeah, which I still think might happen, but I'll just say my
last...
Or the
love triangle.
Yeah, true. I'll just say my last theory was that she was going to pull a Kacey Musgraves and have a candle collection
that
for some
everything.
Kind of company based off of the closure line, my tears, my beers.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? My tears, my beers, my candles?
Mm-hmm. Well, she already made the candles for the merch.
I know, but I thought
but
she
you mean,
do,
like, collabing like Kacey did with, like, an actual candle
brand.
Yeah,
like, a actual candle company, and she would have, like, a line.
That I would love that. I would buy, like, everyone. I love
I was just thinking of, like, really random stuff. But anyway, now we know exactly what the announcement was.
So Taylor went on Good Morning America, and she just briefly said, very briefly, you know, people were watching for, like, hours just to hear 1 second of Taylor. That just shows how much people love her. But, yeah, she said that she Love Story was coming out today on Friday, and then Fearless would be coming soon, I think she said, but then she wrote a note, and the letters in the note, it didn't say exactly April 9th, but it was, like, obviously April 9th.
So, yeah, that's coming, and Taylor announced that there would be 6 unreleased songs from the Fearless era, from the vault, as she called it, which I feel partially vindicated by because I thought that she might pull something like that. And I'm very, very, very excited that she's doing that. It's going to be really interesting to hear these new songs. And I love that they are each, I'm assuming she'll do it for each album.
Oh, definitely.
So it'll be really cool that it's going to be from that time period, because it wouldn't be the same if she wrote new songs for each album now.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's like definitely, in my opinion, better that it's going to be from that time period. So that's very exciting.
And I like it too, because we'll get into the unreleased songs. I have an outline of what we're going to get into, but I like it how with the unreleased songs, we have nothing to compare it to, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just like fresh, new songs. It's really fun.
It's going to be very exciting.
Okay, so firstly, let's talk about what we're looking forward to the most about the re-recordings. Like, what facet are you looking most forward to?
I think I'm most looking forward to, and we've already seen it a little bit with Fearless, just how she's going to rework the aesthetics.
Oh, yeah.
So we've gotten the new Fearless cover, and we have the Love Story single cover, which is an interesting cover.
It was a choice. But then on Spotify, it's the Fearless cover, so I don't know what. But then I guess on her website, to purchase the single on her website, it had the cover of her during the Fearless
era. Yeah, either way, I thought it was, I saw people saying it's very 2008, it fits that time period, it's nostalgic, which I think is cute. I liked it. I mean, it wasn't, you know, beautiful or groundbreaking, but it was cute. I do, however, love the new Fearless cover. I think that's really, really amazing, and it looks...
Yeah, I love it so much.
I love the way it's very similar to the old one, but it's also, like...
mature.
Yeah, it's mature, it's refreshed, it's kind of... Yeah, it fits her moment, I would say.
The folklore moment.
Yeah.
Of, like, stripping back and everything.
And then, sorry, but I also loved the lyric video, how she included clips with her fans and, like, fan-taken footage from concerts. So I'm very excited for just seeing how she's going to rework all the aesthetics of each era, because we know that Taylor knows how to craft a good aesthetic.
And we'll get into our speculations on what we think the cover art for the other ones will be, but for me, what I'm looking most forward to is the, I guess, like, the precedent it's going to set,
mm-hmm.
and just how iconic it's going to be. I'm sure this is something like this has been done before, but I don't think on this big of a scale.
Yeah.
And I think it has the potential to change a lot of the way that the music industry works.
I do think it has been done before. I've read about that. I forget who. For some reason, I want to say Reba, but I don't know. We can check. But it's, I don't think it's ever been this highly publicized.
Yeah, no.
Like, it's never been on this scale where Taylor's literally going to re-record every single album up to Lover, every song exactly the same. Like, this is a huge scale, very highly publicized. So, yes, I do agree that I think this will set some kind of a precedent. I don't know in what way it'll impact future musicians and artists, but it definitely will in some way, and I think that is very amazing.
Like, there was a part of me that didn't think she'd be doing every album, like, mm-hmm. front to back. I really did think she might do a greatest hits with, like, a double album, greatest hits unreleased from each era.
Yeah, I thought so too, but I guess she's just fully going with it and fully re-recording every single thing, plus adding unreleased songs to each one.
I think she will.
I hope so. I mean, I don't think she would do it for Fearless and then not do it for the other ones, because you know she has to have songs for every single one.
Hundreds, probably.
So it's all very exciting, but I guess we'll move on to our next topic.
Okay, that leads us into the topic that I don't know how to feel about, but what do you think about TS10 and how that fits into this and the timeline of the re-recordings. How do you think that the re-recordings are going to be spaced out? Do you think TS10 will come this year, next year? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would say number one, Taylor is definitely, in my opinion, going to make use of the fact that she's not touring. She's not giving any performances. So she has a lot of time on her hands. I would think that she's going to use that primarily to knock these re-recordings out because she doesn't want to delay TS10. She doesn't want to delay touring whenever she's able to begin that again, having to work on the re-recording. So I would think that this is the perfect time to get them done. I think they're going to be knocked out pretty quickly, is my opinion. I think probably by the end of the year we'll have all of them that she can record at least.
Okay, and then what do you think about TS10?
Yeah, TS10.
Woodvale, as some believe it's going to be called. Do you believe in I don't think we've ever talked about on the podcast the trilogy theory.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think it's possible, but I also think I could see Taylor just dropping the Folklore Evermore era and just going with something new. But then the thing about TS10 that's kind of confusing is I feel like we're in a re-recording era. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she would want to take attention away from that with a new album, but maybe after Fearless drops, she'll let the press for that play out and then go for a new album and then do Speak Now or self-titled whatever. I don't know. I'm very interested to see how this will play out because it's kind of, the timeline isn't gonna really flow, I don't think, with how she's decided to do this. I really thought she was just gonna drop it all at once.
I did for sure. Aaron and I have been talking about this since the announcement came. It is strange to me the fact that she dropped two brand new albums how many months in between each other?
Folklore was in July and then Evermore was in December, so that was 5 months.
Okay. It is strange to me that she would drop two brand new albums 5 months apart with 24-hour notice. Well, less than 24-hour notice. Mm-hmm. But then we would have to wait until April 9th for an album that we've already heard.
Yeah. It is odd, and I don't really know what she's going for here. Maybe it'll make more sense as things unfold, but
I trust Taylor 100%. Oh, yeah. I know that she has crafted, like, a perfect flow and plan, so
yeah, right now it's not really making any sense to me why she's choosing to do it the way she is. And I mean, I totally get that she probably hasn't had enough time to do all the re-recordings, but I just would have thought she would wait until she had enough time and had completed all of them and then would be like, okay, here they are. So this is very interesting that she's doing, I guess, one at a time. Or else, she could just be doing Fearless as the big headliner, re-record, drop that, get all the press, and then maybe she'll drop the rest at once.
Yeah, it is interesting because she was doing a lot and talking a lot about Red. Mm-hmm. A few months ago, she did that Rolling Stone podcast where she talked about recording Red. There was a lot of talk about the 10-minute version of All Too Well.
And she did something about 22 in the post, but that ended up being about...
Yeah, she kept saying not a lot going on at the moment.
Yeah, and... Oh, yeah, the not going... Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of references to 22. Lots of references and then to Red. In that interview with Paul McCartney, she said, Justin Vernon, his favorite number is 22, mm-hmm. Randomly yes. Said that.
So there was a lot of clues about Red. So it is kind of weird that she's going with Fearless first, but then it does make sense because it was what put her on the map and mm-hmm. It was one of her biggest albums and she won Album of the Year for it. But yeah, it makes sense to me why she would start with Fearless, but I wonder if you're right. She would make the big splash with Fearless in April and then maybe do the rest of them.
Yeah, I just don't see a scenario where she drops Fearless and then, a few months later, she's like, okay, 1989 is done. When is April? I guess 2 months. In 2 months, you'll have 1989 and then a few months later, okay, Red is done. Red is going to come out in 2 months and then oh, self-titled is re-recorded. We're going to drop that in 2 months. Like, I just don't see that at all. I really don't think that's what she's going to do. That's going to be so... People are going to be so sick of that. And no one's going to want to have to wait. No one's going to be interested anymore. So,
well, the fans will be.
Yeah, and I guess, the general public. Like, this is for the fans. But let's be honest. Taylor's very aware of, I don't know, marketing, I guess we'll say. Yeah. She's very... aware of that, and I don't think she's simply trying to appeal to her fans. I definitely think she wants this to be...
Well, the love story was very marketed.
Yeah.
Because she wanted it for Valentine's Day and to play on people's nostalgia, mm-hmm. and...
I definitely think she wants to capture the general public's interest with all of the re-recordings. So I don't think spacing it out the way she has with Fearless for Everyone is gonna... keep that interest going, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
So I don't think that's what she's going to do, because like you said, the fans will definitely still be interested, but I don't think she's simply interested in the fans, which is fine, but I don't think she is.
So then just to cap that off, TS10, when are we predicting? Man. What's going to happen between now and April? Because I feel like she set it up so that... I don't know, that's a big gap.
I still feel like, I think I said this to you yesterday, I think there's a decent chance, I'll say, that she will release TS10 in the time between now and when Fearless comes out.
Dang.
I don't know, I just kind of feel that way, because then that would flow nicely, in my opinion, because you have 2 months. So let's say in March, like early March, she releases TS10. People listen to it. People love it. The news cycle picks it up. It's over by the end of March.
Well, just to interrupt you quickly, Grammys are happening end of March as well.
True.
So you have to factor that in.
Oh my gosh. So I'm thinking maybe beginning of March, and then by the time April 9th rolls around, if it is beginning of March, TS10 will kind of be like... Isn't that crazy, though, that her eras have been lasting, like, a month, that I can be like, oh, well, you know, at the beginning of March, by the time April 9th rolls around, her era will be over, when the Lover era was, like, a year. But I don't know if eras are a thing anymore, with quarantine still happening and no shows. But anyway, I could kind of see TS10 happening, like, early next month.
Damn. Wow.
Or next year. Who knows, really?
Yeah. What are your predictions for that quickly?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, I was just going to say, I kind of feel like TS10's either going to happen very soon or in like a year or two.
I literally couldn't agree more. Yeah.
I think we're either getting it before this whole re-recording process begins or after, which who knows how long it's going to last. I don't think it's going to be in the middle. That doesn't make sense. But as far as TS10 goes, my predictions for that, I think she's going to ditch the Folklore Evermore
aesthetic sound,
everything about it, and just go for something completely new. That's kind of my thing. I think it'll be more on the pop side is what I am predicting.
Yeah. With whatever it's called, Demois. The blinds, like the celebrity blinds Instagram. There was that one the other day that I saw posted that was like, oh, Taylor's gonna do something different that she's never done before. Do we think that was in relation to the re-recordings or a future project?
I don't know. I don't know if that was true. I don't know if that's accurate. It could mean anything, really.
Well, TS10... is going to be big, I believe, because it is her 10th album. So it needs to be special and it needs to have its own moment.
And that's why I'm not so sure it will be sandwiched in between now and the re-records, because it is a big moment. It's her 10th album. Like, that's a pretty big deal.
And what kind of sound are we expecting on that?
Yeah, I kind of am thinking it'll be like... almost like punk rock. I don't know, that's kind of the vibe
I'm thinking rock too.
Sort of like Reputation, but maybe not as dark, like Happy Reputation. I don't know.
I was thinking it would be rock,
maybe not punk rock, but rock of some kind. I don't know. Or I could kind of see her going with a Gold Rush kind of album, like more muted pop, if I could describe it that way. I don't know. I think it'll be a lot more upbeat than Folklore and Evermore.
She's built up goodwill with the general public again.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gotten a lot of cred because she went for the folksy singer-songwriter vibe. So I don't know if her next move would be to get away from that, or if she likes having this kind of praise, I guess.
Yeah.
And this kind of validation, and then she'll continue to go in this direction.
I mean, I selfishly hope she doesn't, because it's not my favorite sound of hers. I like it, but I'm ready for her to go back to pop, because the pop songs are my favorites. But, you know, if this is the direction she's going to take for the foreseeable future, I certainly will listen.
I would like something just in my dreams. I would like Carly Rae Jepsen, Dua Lipa, dance vibe.
That'd be really
That's fun. My dream.
That would be cool.
Yes.
But we will have to wait to find out. Taylor's always up to something.
I know. It's funny that we're even speculating, because I know that she has everything meticulously planned. So as we're sitting here like clowns.
I mean, she's always up to something. She always has a plan. So we'll just have to watch it unfold.
Yes.
And I'm excited to watch it unfold. I know, like I said, the direction she's chosen to take with the re-recordings is a little confusing, but I know, like Emily said, that it's definitely all meticulously planned out. It's going to make sense eventually, and I'm excited to see how it all comes together.
Let's talk quickly about the possibility of unreleased songs.
What do you mean, the possibility?
For the other albums.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's definitely going to happen, but...
I would think so, because that's what I said in the original episode when we talked about the re-recordings. Like, that to me, the fact that she's releasing these songs proves that she does care about the general public's interest, because she knows the fans would absolutely die for just a re-recording of the album with the original songs and that's it. Like, she knows the fans would love that, would buy it, would be super excited. And she doesn't need to do unreleased songs to capture fans' attentions. But the unreleased songs are what is kind of setting this apart. They're what's going to create the buzz, create the interest. So, with that said, I do think she will do it for each album.
Yeah, and some people are speculating that it'll be like official recordings of demos that are already out there. But for me, I believe they're going to be truly from the vault. Never, ever been heard before, never seen before, never talked about before.
Oh, yeah,
like, there
too.
Are a ton of cut songs from Fearless that people know about. I don't think it's going to be any of those.
Oh, no. I don't think so either. And she said it's going to create a more full picture of each album.
Yeah, that's another thing. She kept saying full picture a lot. Yeah. I think she said it like 2 or 3 times
now. I feel like there's more to that when she's like, once you hear these songs, like, it's going to be a fuller picture. It's going to make sense. It's all going to make sense. I was like, that's interesting. I feel like that's very vague, but also intriguing. Personally, I will absolutely just pass out if and when she releases the never before heard songs off of Reputation.
That's gonna be like 2022.
It's gonna be a while, but
I'm gonna pass out with 1989 personally.
Yeah, that too.
Like, to think about the possibility of 6 or more or less, whatever, I'll take whatever I can get.
Oh my gosh.
Of cut songs from 1989. The album was completely ironclad. I don't think anybody knows of any cut songs from 1989.
Oh,
there is this website, The Inner Circle. We don't know who runs it. We don't know, like, who's affiliated with it. But they have a ton of demos of Taylor, and they have a list of all these songs that Taylor has done demos of or written or whatever. I don't think they have any from 1989 or Reputation. Yeah, I know they have some from Lover.
Oh my gosh. I guess maybe this is what I was going to say earlier. Just on the topic of Reputation, maybe that's why she didn't release them all at once, because she couldn't include Reputation in that, because she has to wait a little bit more.
I think that one's like November 2022.
Yeah. Because would it be like 5 years after?
Yeah,
I know. I think it's 5 years, because that came out in 2017, and then 5 years would be 2022. But who knows? I am super excited for the possibility of unreleased Reputation songs. And Fearless, but especially Reputation.
What
and
about 1989?
Yeah, that too.
I think we're definitely going to get the 10-minute All Too Well with Red. 100%.
Well, she talked about it in that podcast with Rolling Stone, and it kind of was, like, unprompted. She just kind of went ahead and talked all about it, so I feel like that was definitely a hint.
I think so, too. It'll be very interesting to hear these songs from the vault. Yes, and how they relate to the album, and make it better, make it worse. I'm sure it'll make it better.
Oh my gosh. I'm just thinking about how she kept saying, like, it'll be such a full picture, such a full picture. I feel like there's something...
Like tea?
No. I feel like there's something missing that she's going to announce that's going to be, like, huge, and it's, I don't know. I just feel like I'm on the edge of my seat. I feel like there's something else that she's going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean? What's the something?
I don't know. I just feel like there's something else that she's not telling us right now.
It definitely seems, to go back to, like, what we were talking about before, it definitely seems like it's very vague right now, and mm-hmm. very, like, shrouded in mystery.
Yes.
And secrecy, which is probably what she wants to create the intrigue, but she has a... It's just... It's funny because she dropped two brand new albums, less than 24-hour notice, and then mm-hmm. now with this re-record, she has, like, a month and a half gap.
And then in a way, I'm almost like, maybe before Fearless comes out, April 9th, like, what if... In between now and then, she's like, hey guys, I know that you're really anticipating Fearless. I know you really want to hear these unreleased songs. You want to hear the re-recordings. So while you're waiting, here's self-titled 1989 Red. Like, what if she just drops all the re-recordings the time between? I don't know. I feel like there's something else coming and I'm scared.
Because we got the absolutely gorgeous new cover art for Fearless. Mm-hmm. It is Taylor with her whipping her hair with, like, her chin poking out,
mm-hmm.
With the shirt, which looks like the shirt that the man wore in the Love Story music video. It's
Taylor's the man.
It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I really like it a lot.
No title. No artist name, because she doesn't need that. We know exactly what the album is.
I know.
So let's just talk about what we think the other covers will look like.
I saw someone say this, and I'm totally in agreement. I think each cover will be a photo that's very similar to the original cover. Obviously, all new photos. And it'll just be that photo, and she'll put a filter over the photo like she did with Fearless, of the color that's associated with that era.
Yes.
So I could see her doing a very similar cover to Speak Now, a similar photo, and then she'll do, like, a light purple over it.
Oh my gosh.
And then for Red, she'll do a similar photo, but with red over it, and then...
1989 blue?
Yeah. It just depends on which color is associated with 1989. I don't know. Whatever color. People say, like, blue or pink. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, because it has the blue shirt, but then that one limited edition vinyl record is mm-hmm. pink.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure what color she... I guess Lover's already kind of blue, so maybe she would do, like, a light pink. I could see that. And then Reputation, when that comes out, would be, like, black and white.
I think it'll be, all of them will be, like, really simplistic, like, and streamlined, like, the Fearless one.
Yeah, so that's my prediction. I think that would also, they would all look really good together because they would all kind of flow. I don't think any of them will have the title or her name.
No.
So, yeah, definitely a picture very similar or a photo very similar to the original, but then with just the filter over top of a color that's associated with the era. That's my prediction.
Imagine on the Reputation cover, she has her middle fingers up to Scooter.
So, I don't know. Is that kind of similar to your prediction? Do you have anything else to add?
Just going based on the Fearless one, it seems like that will be correct. It'll be kind of similar, but more mature and minimal.
Mm-hmm.
With no title, no artist name.
Yeah. I'm very excited, like I said, to see the aesthetics of them all.
What do we think of the stylizing of, like, Love Story in parentheses Taylor's version?
Oh, man. I don't know if I really like it because it makes it sound like the original's not her own version. It's like, oh, that wasn't actually my version. This one's my version. It's really sad because, like, they're all her version. The fact that she has to call it Taylor's version is just sad.
There is something powerful about it, though, like, that yeah. She's reclaiming it.
Yeah, it is. So, I don't know what else she could have called it. That's the thing. I guess,
like, Taylor's re-recording or something.
Yeah, or just, but like, Taylor's re-recorded version. Way better. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm not that upset about it. Like, it's fine. That doesn't seem like that big a deal to me.
I think that does it. Do we have anything else to add?
Not really. I'm just very excited to see how this whole process unfolds, not only in the near future, but in the long term, to see how this impacts the music industry, how this impacts other artists, whether there are any changes made because of this. I think it's hopefully going to change the conversation around artists' ownership of their music. I think obviously that's Taylor's goal with this. I mean, it is helping her career probably, but also she's trying to help others with it because she has the resources and the power to actually make a change. And I'm glad that this is something she's doing selfishly for myself because I'm just excited about it, but also because I do think she has the power to make some substantial change, which is exciting.
I totally echo that sentiment. It will be, I'm curious to see what her aesthetic for this era will be, the re-recording era.
Yeah.
If she'll, like, adopt each era as it goes, like, but make it more mature and, like, to herself now.
It kind of seems that way, because in that Instagram story she just put out this morning announcing, or just, like, talking about Love Story, she was wearing two braids. And then she was wearing, like, a tie-dye shirt of some kind and then, like, yellow eyeshadow. So, and the thing was yellow, the yellow tie-dye. And the yellow is kind of associated with Fearless.
But we know she keeps doing the two yellow heart emojis.
Yeah, and then she made the Fearless cover her profile on Instagram. So it does kind of seem like she's mashing Evermore and Fearless together. Like, when I saw her on the thing this morning, I was like, wow, it's like Evermore hair and makeup except for the yellow eyeshadow, but then, like, the styling is kind of Fearless. Like, I don't know, it's kind of funny.
It should all just be so interesting to see how it plays out. I'm so excited. Taylor always keeps us on our toes. We never know what's going on. She always has something up her sleeve.
I definitely think she has another trick up her sleeve. I'm not going to get my hopes up, but I feel like there's something else she's not saying right now. Like you said, this is all very mysterious.
Well, there's this one Twitter account that was the one that was talking about Love Story, and I think they were one of the people that, like, leaked it. And one of their tweets was, like, Swifties won't be sleeping for months.
Yeah, that's kind of...
So...
That's the vibe I'm getting, that this is, only the beginning, and that's very exciting. And if it is all she's doing, it's still very exciting. And I'm pleased that this is the direction she has chosen to go.
Yes. So I think that about does it for this episode.
Mm-hmm. Taylor wrecks our plans once
again. Taylor wrecks our plans yet again.
Once we heard the GMA announcement was incoming, we were like, well,
we knew.
There goes our plans for this week. We're probably going to have to cover this.
Yep.
We're like breaking news reporters on the Taylor beat. All right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend, and we hope you have a good day whenever you're listening. Bye.
Bye.